This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. All members of the Racine County Board are up for election this spring, but there will only be two competitive elections come April. Districts 3 and Districts 8 both have challengers, and two incumbents aren't running again. No county board member is on the ballot for the spring primary next month. You can see who's on your ballot at My Vote Wisconsin. Read more at the Racine County Eye. UW Parkside is adding another sport. The college says it'll add women's flag football as a varsity sport. Parkside Athletics is the only NCAA Division II program in Wisconsin. Women's flag football will be its 17th varsity program when it starts up this fall. An announcement on the team's head coach is expected soon. A former South Milwaukee City Administrator is headed to Mount Pleasant, where he'll be the second in command. Patrick Brever has been picked up as Mount Pleasant's Deputy Village Administrator. The village says he'll be heavily involved in economic development, coordinating TIF districts, and development agreements. The position's been open since November of 2024. Brever will start early next month. The Kenosha County Court System has 8 branches. A bill at the state capitol could expand it to 9. Assembly Bill 514 would launch a new circuit court branch in Kenosha County beginning in August of 2028. Brown, Menominee, and Shawano counties would expand under the same proposal, which got a public hearing yesterday. The full legislature would need to sign off, and the governor would need to sign it to go into law. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Dan Haney in for Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
A win for Marquette. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, Marquette over Xavier, 66-65, thanks to a slam dunk by Ben Gold. With less than a minute to play, head coach Shaka Smart after the game.
It feels good to win. Guys did a great job at the very end, doing one of the most basic things that goes into winning basketball games, and that's, you know, back-to-back possessions of a score and a stop.
The win snapped a 6-game losing streak for Marquette. NBA, the Bucks came up short in San Francisco, losing to Golden State 120-113, Steph Curry 31 points. NFL, the Packers in the playoffs against the Bears Saturday night, but they'll do it without one of their most versatile players, Bo Melton, to IR with a knee injury suffered against the Vikings. Melton has played wide receiver, defensive back, and on special teams.
He became the returner, he's the off guy, you know, he does so many things, so he'll be missed for sure.
At special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
We have some rain on the way this afternoon, tonight, into tomorrow, and it could be a bit, a quarter to a half inch or more possible by the time things wind down on Friday. Today, cloudy, rain this afternoon, 49, 37 tonight, 42 tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.